Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, an independent educational consultant. And if you're interested in this series of interviews, of which this is the one, you can go to my website, strugglingteens, that's one word, plural, strugglingteens.com. Now today, we're going to talk about teens and luck. And particularly the topic is your teen lucky? And my guest has a particular thing in mind. Now, my guest is Dan Blanchard. Dan, hi. Good morning. Good afternoon for
you. Lon.
Glad to have you here.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lon. Love being on your show.
Okay, good. Well, and incidentally, it's June 30th, 2015. And he's a prolific author. I'd interviewed him on his one about granddads and the importance of granddads in his book. Now, Feeling Lucky is his latest book, and thus the title, Is Your Teen Lucky? So, Dan, what do you mean by feeling lucky? What did you have in mind, and why did you write that book?
Well, Lon, I'm glad that you brought that up, because what I'm trying to do is I'm an inner-city school teacher. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to change the paradigm of luck. I mean, unfortunately, today's society, especially our youth, and especially in the inner cities, I mean, too many of our kids think that being lucky, you know, the definition of luck basically means like somebody's giving you something, you know, like something's going to come to you. And unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. I mean, you got to go out and you got to create your own luck in this world through hard work. You know, I always say that to my students that, you know, luck, the new definition from luck, the new paradigm for luck is basically preparation, meet an opportunity. So I'm trying to change the way teens view, you know, luck. Unfortunately, it's way, way too often. Kids think that they don't have to work. They don't have to try hard, give an enormous effort, because somehow they're just going to get lucky. And if somebody else is doing well, then it's because they are lucky. You know what I'm saying? So it kind of looks like it's like an escape for them.
You know,
and I don't want them to use it as an escape.
I think that's a good point, because that seems to be very much of what we're doing. Was it Abraham Lincoln made some comment along the lines of, it seems like the harder I work, the luckier I get. And that's what you're saying, isn't
yes.
it?
And that's a great comment. And thankfully, I mean, I've spent a lot of years, Lon, teaching history. And one of the things that I teach in history is I teach Teddy Roosevelt, who preaches about the strenuous life. So, you know, between Abraham Lincoln and Teddy Roosevelt, I mean, we have a lot of examples in our great American past that, you know, that used hard work, effort, strenuous effort, you know, all those things to create their own luck and to create this great big country that we live in.
Yeah, well, that had a lot to do with the American dream. You could come here, and if you work hard, you could do well. That's what a lot of the immigrants thought of that. So, Your book, Feeling Lucky. So, tell us a little about it.
Okay, I'd like to comment, Lon, just a little bit more on something that's very easy to miss. The title of the book is Feeling Lucky. Now, I've just explained the whole lucky part. I'm trying to change the paradigm. So the other thing that I'm seeing in the public schools from a lot of our youth is that they just don't seem to have the motivation. I mean, many times I tell them, come on, let's do this, let's do that. And they're like, I know what to do, mister. I know what to do. Just leave me alone. I know what to do. And it's like, well, why aren't you doing it? And some of them actually come out and say, because I'm unmotivated, you know, so I put the word strategically, feeling, in there, because the word feeling basically represents, like, emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And through your emotions, you can actually gain, like, this energy or this motivation to get your butt up off the couch, get moving, you know, open up that textbook or open up, you know, whatever you're supposed to be doing and get going. So the title, Feeling, is all about using emotions, tapping into the power and the energy of your emotions to go out there and to work hard to create your own opportunities. So this is like some of the things I'm trying to do, and I'm seeing some progress. I'd like to see, of course, like everybody else, a whole lot more progress. I'd love to see our youth get motivated and go out there and create their own luck.
What do you think is causing that lack of motivation? Because I've seen that in my own family and in my work. You want to speculate? What seems to be causing that?
I think it's a couple things that's causing it. I mean, one is, you know, a lot of people have said this, that we live in like the microwave society or the remote control television society, where things are just so easy to, you don't even have to get up off the couch to change the program, or you know, you could flip through the zip through the ads. The other thing is, it's human nature, and this is something that's talked about a little less. And with the human nature, I mean, us humans are just naturally, lazy. We're just naturally lazy. We're naturally indifferent. If we don't think something pertains, let's say, to our survival right here, right now, you know, right at this moment, then we're just like, you know, procrastinators by nature. We're just like, I don't feel like doing that. I could do it later. You know, it's not a survival thing. I don't have a big animal trying to eat me anymore because, you know, the society that we live in. So a lot of it's human nature. So I tell my students, I say, hey, listen, I go, but, you know, just by human nature, we're naturally lazy and indifferent. And that's something that we have to fight against every single day. We have to recognize that, and we have to fight against it. We have to, you know and see when we're being indifferent or we're being lazy, and then do something about it, get moving. And, you know, a lot of kids don't have anybody maybe saying that to them. So hopefully, if enough people say it to kids, you know, bring it to their attention, make them cognizant, make them aware of it, that this is how we are as humans, and, if you want to do something special in your life and create a high-quality life and be in a position where you can help your family and friends, then you got to fight against this indifference and this laziness that's just natural to us humans, and then also recognize that our life has been made really, really easy through, like, remote control, microwaves, and all those other computer and internet things that we have now. So it's just something we need to recognize and something that we need to, put forth the extra effort, or maybe a strenuous effort, as Teddy Roosevelt would say.
Well, you know, that makes a lot of sense. I'm thinking of old advertisements. All you have to do is put this on your credit card. So businesses have made things so easy for us to buy, and they pushed on the importance of it. And it's just easy. You don't have to do anything. You can drive this car, and you're a smooth dude, and you got all the image and everything else and status that you want. Government, every time a politician stands up, they're going to do something for you. They're going to give you this, or they're going to give you that. Just vote for me, and that kind of things. I see in the culture all the way around that the kids are picking that up.
I agree. It seems like delayed gratification is almost a thing from the past. I mean, I'm reading more and more books that are talking more about it. And I just read an older book. It's on its 10th year anniversary, Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he talked about it over and over again about the delayed gratification, then not giving in to our impulses, you know, waiting things out for something bigger and better later. I just read a great book called Mindset by Dr. Carol Dweck. I think that, you know, it's out there. People are noticing what's going on, and they know what the cure is. It's all about not giving in to our impulses and delaying gratification and working for the bigger, better thing that's down the road, you know, versus the thing that's right in front of you. You know, of course, I mean, many people have heard about the marshmallow test.
I was going to ask about that.
The marshmallow test, it's a test they did back in the 60s. And what they did was they put kids in a room, little kids in a room, let's say, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old, and they said, the adult said he had to step out for a moment, and then while he was gone, the kid could have a marshmallow. But if the kid could wait till the adult got back, the kid could have 2 marshmallows. And of course, the majority of them, you know, when the adult stepped out, the kids grabbed a single marshmallow and passed up the larger prize down the road of 2 marshmallows. Now, the interesting thing about this line is that they followed these kids through their lives, and as they followed them through, you know, grade school, high school, into adulthood, they noticed that at every stage of their lives, the kids that waited for the bigger prize down the road were happier and more successful. You know, in school, they got better grades. You know, they had an easier time making friends. You know, they got along with their teacher and adults better. You know, they ended up marrying a spouse that was more appropriate for them. You know, they ended up getting good jobs. Just every domain they measured,
you know,
these kids get better.
Yeah, I've been hearing that, and it's very good. Now, the question that comes to my mind, and I haven't heard any place that they've talked about that, I presume they've continued to do the test. Is there indication of a larger percentage flunking the marshmallow test in the 21st century than in the 1960s? I wonder, have you seen anything along that lines? That kind of research.
Yeah, I think if I believe correctly, it was one-third of the kids grabbed the marshmallow immediately. as soon as the adult left the room.
That was in the 1960s.
Another third, struggled. They sat there and tried to close their eyes, look away, do what they could do. But then within a few minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, they grabbed the marshmallow also. And so you only had roughly one-third of the kids that waited it out and got the bigger prize on the end. And like I said, then they found, they tried to replicate this test many times, and they continued to get the same result, and they found that this simple little marshmallow test on delayed gratification has been a better indicator of future success than any other thing that they've tried. Regardless of IQ, regardless of any of those big psychological tests that they run, that this simple little teeny marshmallow test on just delayed gratification has turned out to be a better indicator of future success. So, we knew that back in the 60s, and yet somehow we seem to be moving, further and further away from that whole delayed gratification and passing up the smaller prize now for the bigger prize later, creating your own luck by working hard now. So down the road, you can be lucky. It's kind of funny, we're talking about this marshmallow test because I actually mentioned this in my book, my Feeling Lucky book. So any of my readers that pick up the book and read the book, you can get a little bit more on this marshmallow test, and it's a fascinating thing. I encourage everybody to look more into this.
Okay, well, we've about run out of the time, and we could go on quite a bit. I have a lot more questions on this marshmallow test. But why don't you, how can people get a hold of your book? And the moral of the story is practice delayed gratification and work hard, and you'll be darn lucky. I think that's what the moral is. But talk about the book, how people can get a hold of it, and we'll wrap it up.
All right, Lon, thank you. Yeah, they could go to Amazon and look under Daniel Blanchard, Feeling Lucky, at the end. They can find it there. They can go to my website at granddaddysecrets.com, and they can find it there. And they'll also find a whole bunch of other great things on my website also, as blogs and other media stuff. So I definitely encourage people to check it out.
Okay. If somebody wanted to contact you directly, how would they get a hold of that? Email, phone number?
So they went on my website. There's a contact tab. So they just go on that, go on granddaddysecrets.com. Click on the Contact Dan tab, and you'll be I'll be getting an email from you. And I would love to hear from people out there, so please do contact me.
Okay, well, very good. Well, thank you very much, Dan. Good talking to you. We've been talking with Dan Blanchard. Dan is new book, Feeling Lucky, and the topic is Is Your Teen Lucky? And this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. And thank you very much, Dan. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Lon. Take care.